Bihar, Republicans are trying to take over the country so the fascists can rule. By Pam Kee on June 2, 2021. Joy Behar told her co-hosts Wednesday on ABC's The View that Republicans were taking over the country so the fascists can rule. Discussing the 100-year anniversary of the Tulsa race massacre, Behar said, "Well, what resonated is that finally, a president of the United States is talking about this moment in history. I mean, what happened to Kennedy? What happened to Carter? What happened to Reagan, Bush, even LBJ, who is from Texas? Oklahoma is right next door, if I recall. Why is Joe Biden talking about it now? He's talking about it now because African Americans in this country will not put up with the whitewashing anymore. They will not put up with it. White supremacy is on the rise yet again. Those people would like to suppress the evidence of the dirty deeds that were done in their name back 100 years ago and are continuing to go on. Maybe not to that extent, but in legal issues and all sorts of shenanigans going on. In the voting rights right now." She continued, "The same people who would keep us from knowing about incidents in Tulsa are the same people who would like to keep us from knowing what happened exactly at the Capitol insurrection on January 6, 2021. I'm looking at you, Mitch McConnell. I'm looking at you and Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley and Marjorie Taylor Greene and all those people. They would like to keep it under wraps. Why is that? You have to ask yourself that question." Behar added, "This is not just an American problem. This type of taking over the country so the fascists can rule is happening in a lot of places. Hungary, for example, Viktor Orban. I was listening to a very intelligent guy about how Viktor Orban took a democratic society in Hungary and turned it into a fascist government the same way they're trying to do it here. Voter suppression, stacking the courts with crony judges. All sorts of things like that. Be aware, we're losing our country." Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.